Democratic candidate Barack Obama spent much of his day responding to the criticisms from the Republican ticket. Obama made his case to voters in rallies in the battleground state of Virginia. It was his last full day of campaigning before taking time out to head to Hawaii this afternoon to visit his sick grandmother. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The Democratic nominee drew some 35,000 people to an evening rally in Leesburg, Virginia. The city's in that voter-rich and Democratic-leaning section of the state that's often considered suburban Washington, D.C. A McCain campaign spokeswoman recently dismissed the area as not real Virginia. Voter and Loudoun County firefighter Carrie Boswell very much disagrees.
Yeah, it is. It is a real America. That's what I think. Yeah, this is it. This is what you look at the trends and what's happening and what people's expectations are of their candidates. Yeah, I think it is a true snapshot of what's going on in this country.
And Senator Barack Obama swooped into the battleground state to take advantage of the perceived misstep.
On this beautiful fall day, it is good to be back in Virginia. I know some folks may not think so, but this looks like the real Virginia to me.
John McCain may be embracing the role of underdog, but Barack Obama says he's too superstitious to embrace frontrunner status. The Democratic nominee warns voters at every turn of Republican attacks.
We've seen it before and we're seeing it right now. The ugly phone calls, the misleading mail and TV ads, the careless, outrageous comments, the constant negativity, all aimed at keeping us from working together, all aimed at stopping change.
And then, point by point, he takes them on. For instance, in response to Governor Sarah Palin's comments about so-called pro-American areas of the country, Obama says,
"There are no real or fake parts of this country. We're not separated by the pro-America and anti-America parts of this country. We all love this country, no matter where we live or where we come from."
And when John McCain goes after Obama's tax platform, Obama counters,
"John McCain has called my tax plan socialistic." This is what he said. And here's the irony. Back in 2000, John McCain himself opposed the Bush tax cuts on the very wealthiest.
The senator even manages to throw in a rebuttal to the McCain camp's favorite voter, Joe the Plumber.
"All I want to do is give Joe a tax cut. That's all I want to do. So let's be clear about who John McCain's fighting for. He's not fighting for Joe the Plumber. He's fighting for Joe the hedge fund manager."
Senator Obama does work in some key domestic policy points in between the digs. The Democrat reiterates his call for a federal economic stimulus package for families. He proposes a tax credit for each new employee a company hires on American soil over the next 2 years. And Obama promises a 3-month moratorium on home foreclosures and more. But will it be enough for the undecided voters like Leesburg Town Administrator Scott Parker?
"I think I've heard a lot of it before. Taxes, health care, education. We've heard it for years. We've heard it for years from both sides. And there's a lot of cynical people out there. There's a lot of skeptical people out there."
Which may be why Virginia is still very much a toss-up state. Audie Cornish, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign.
Here's something the candidates rarely mention, but that's apparent every day. One of the major party nominees is black. Win or lose, Barack Obama has sparked widespread conversation about race, which we're sampling at NPR News.
Tomorrow, we resume our talks with voters in York, Pennsylvania. In that swing state, campaign ads show Obama's white relatives.
"When you talk about a Barack Obama, who they show you these pictures of his family and who he grew up with, what it's basically saying to the American people is, don't worry. You don't have to worry about him doing these things that you might think he might do that comes from this African-American culture."
And then there's the voter that Republican Sarah Palin has described.
"When you hear the phrase Joe Sixpack, who is that? Who do you imagine?
Common, everyday working man.
When I hear Joe Sixpack, I think of the hunter and his gun, and that's a definite white man out in the countryside."
I'll join Michelle Norris of NPR's All Things Considered and a room full of voters in York, Pennsylvania, and we will dissect race and this election tomorrow morning and afternoon.